Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 350.
Well done, mate. Milestone.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, what's going on?
Look, it's the day after the weekend.
It's a big weekend.
Yes.
I mean, not so much. It's when I say big weekend nowadays, it's not like, when I was 19, what a big weekend meant.
Sure. You just left your apartment, is what you said.
Yeah, you know, I did family stuff. Oh, one thing that was very annoying. I was so pumped for Bodie to go to Little Kickers. I was talking about it last week.
Yes.
His soccer that he does every Saturday.
Amy cried last time.
Cried the first time. That's right. Came back strong second time. Bodie was best on ground as a little boy. And this time, the fucking polling booth had taken over the Little Kickers centre. And so there was no... There was no Little Kickers, so you had to take them to the park.
You built up the election and the polling booth situation so much, you pre-voted.
Yeah, I pre-voted.
Or whatever it's called, pre-poll or whatever, pre-vote.
I may have fucked it, but go on.
Bree and I, 4 p.m. On Saturday.
Oh, that's just getting it through.
Just literally walked in, no one,
Yeah.
I was like, are we in the right? Have they closed? Walked in. It was so easy.
See, here's the thing. This year, there was 2.5 million more early votes than the previous election.
Do you know why?
Because people can't be fucked going on the day.
No, you no longer have to, I believe, give a reason why.
They never asked that before anyway. Any of the time. I've always pre-voted, but they have never asked that. It's actually not – you're not meant to – if you can be can be in the city and vote or wherever you are and vote on the day. But anyway, it was fucked. I waited for 25 minutes. It was so annoying.
Oh, really? That's how long?
It was so bad.
At least you got to see Mr. 97's first date, which was good.
That's right.
I mean, there's wins.
Serendipitous. It was all meant to be. Anyway, the big night was had by the boys that are in this room, not you and I, Josh.
Yeah, it's the coconut crew.
Far out. The coconut crew was out on the town. Mr. 97.
Yeah.
Can you explain what happened?
What happened? So it was one of my best mates, Ali. It was one of his friends from uni was having their birthday,
and mate of a mate.
I had no idea who they were. Yeah.
I didn't even go to my mate's birthdays, let alone a mate of a mate.
Well, no, it made it like it was this real reason why you went out.
Yeah. Well, no, it sort of was because it turns out it was Ali's birthday the next day as well. So we sort of went out for his birthday as well, unknowingly.
And mate, we got tagged in one of you, the other coconut crew boy.
Yeah, Jace.
Got tagged in his photo and you had a fucking shot in your hand.
Yeah.
What was that? Is this the first shot? You did a shot on the weekend?
Yeah.
What did you have?
It was vodka, right, Dil?
Yeah, he had
vodka. Oh, so even worse.
So this was, I feel like part of it was because I said to Bree, 3D Dil and Mr. 97 and going out on the town.
Yeah.
And Bree's first question is like, where are they going?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? 3D Dil, I mean, I think that you could have been a catalyst for Mr. 97 getting out of his shell, i.e. home.
I felt a bit bad because last week I was suggesting that maybe it's, he needs a bit of social lubricant to go on these dates.
Mm-hmm. So now he's taken.
How I was saying?
I think on Friday night.
Yeah.
Because we're above a bottle shop.
Yeah.
Bree had bought a red bottle of wine.
A
red bottle of wine. I'm standing by it as a red bottle of wine.
No, the description is great.
Yeah.
It's a red bottle of wine. The bottle is actually see-through and the stuff inside was red.
I'm really showing my cards, isn't it? Here I am worried about whether I'm going to say the right thing. Is it a Shiraz or whatever? And I said, can I have a red bottle of wine?
And so she bought one.
So she bought one. It was a Bystanders. Is that what it's called?
Don't know.
Don't look at me.
Are you saying everyone knows this brand? If you're not into wine.
No, it's the one that's in Victoria.
What, there's 50, 60 different wineries in Victoria.
Well, it's the Bystander one, I think it's
called. I've never
heard
of it, yeah.
It's the one that I think I remember going there just for breakfast once. It was during Easter.
Yeah.
And they charged, I think it was $1 if you wanted your hot cross bun toasted, which I thought was
that's
outrageous.
Ridiculous.
Anyway. So we had this bottle of red wine, and so like Mr. 97, I got out of my shell, and we had that, just sort of chilling, watching Sex and the City.
The gals staying in for a little cute.
I actually really enjoyed it.
What? Yeah, I mean, this is the thing: drinking alcohol gives you a little buzz.
What do you reckon? I was wondering.
Makes you feel great.
If I had the equivalent in coconut sugar versus the wine, which one do you think is better for my health?
The wine.
Great.
For sure. It's perfect. More natural. Like it's, unless it is full of preservatives, which I don't know it is. It's grapes fermented that have now become, they've been aged and now they've turned it into alcohol. So I think it's probably, but then alcohol is a toxin. I don't know. But if I was to go one or the other, from a health point of view, I'd go the wine.
Okay.
Well, so you felt a bit good.
Yeah. And so
all you pissheads this weekend.
Yeah. So it was a big,
absolute drunkens.
And so 3D deal, from your perspective, you know, you've been out in the town, obviously, in Canada, where you're from. What was the experience like here in Melbourne?
It was pretty much the same. Like a club's a club, no matter where you go, especially in a Commonwealth country like this. Mm-hmm. It wasn't drastically different. The beer was a lot more expensive, though.
Really? Yeah, alcohol is ridiculously expensive in Australia.
Yeah, it was like $11 for a Corona and lime. Yeah. And I can get one of those for like maybe $7 back home.
Man, in LA, I was getting $7 six packs of Coronas. They're 20, yeah. $24 here.
Well, that's the one thing about alcohol is it's like not drinking, you can save a lot of cash.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, I wonder how much money I've saved this year for 4 months of no alcohol. And I always would find money somehow, or you just make it happen.
Sounds like a Gronk move.
Yeah, no, find money to spend on alcohol.
That's your
justify,
money.
Yeah, justify okay, spending my own cash.
Yeah,
I'll just buy a pint, $12. Mr. 97, you're the ultimate tight ass.
Yeah.
How much did you drop on alcohol, or you got shouted?
I got shouted.
Of course you did.
Well, I think that's what happens, especially as a non-drinker. You are sort of primed to be – like I remember the first time I had alcohol, wasn't shouted as it was someone with a sports bottle and bourbon and squeezing it into my mouth. that was my first experience. It did have that vibe.
How did you feel, Mr. 97? First time having a shot?
Was it the first – is it the first time having a shot? Okay. Yeah. What was it? What sort of, so it was a vodka?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about alcohol.
Mate, you can tell it's the first time he's having shots. It's vodka. You don't. You're not Russian. You're not in Russia.
What should he have done?
Tequila.
That's what I told him to do.
Jaeger.
Mate, I just took on my best mate's advice. Okay. I just let him get whatever.
He's also the one that.
Was that Andre or Jason?
No, it was Ali.
Okay. So Ali's.
All your mates have got no idea. But how'd you feel? What was the. Was it just that? That's it for the night?
Yeah. Dill got me a Corona, but that wasn't great.
Did you finish it?
No. I had one sip and then gave it to Dill.
I finished.
Well, if it's gonna cost $11 or whatever, someone's got to fucking finish.
I might as well drink it.
Yeah, definitely.
How much you wonder is the lime versus the beer in regards to cost?
Mate, you're lucky if you get a lime these days. Did you feel like you had a bit more confidence? Did you feel like? Were you off speaking to ladies around the club?
No, I don't. I think you'd need a lot more than that.
All he went from was cross arms to
just a little bit looser.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, did you have the whole shot?
Yes,
in one go.
Yeah.
Did you have it in one go?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's how you do it.
Amy, I showed the photo, and she said, "Oh, I'm a bit worried." Mm. She's just feeling, you know, it's a bit motherly. Just thinking, oh, I hope he's not sort of developing something.
No. Well, Bree said the exact same thing. Well, she was saying that she's like, oh, you really see what sort of dad you are, because I was like, I wonder if 3D Dill's out yet. And I went on to find friends just to see where he was, whether he'd left home. He was still at home. But you want to make sure that all the kids are doing all right.
One of your mates was driving though, wasn't he?
Jace, yeah.
And so he wasn't drinking?
No.
Okay.
And funnily enough, he's the most outrageous and confident.
He acted the most drunk out of anybody.
You wouldn't guess he's sober. He's outrageous.
Gee.
I think that I'm a bit like that when it comes to like.
You don't need alcohol.
Well, that's how I feel. It's like I know I've been in situations where on a D floor, at a wedding or whatever, I don't necessarily like going to events or whatever, but something, it's like the. I see a police incident or whatever, and then the journalist, you know, says, "Do you want to say anything?" And I start off by being like, "No, I'm not going to." And then before you know it, I'm doing a full reenactment. That's what it's a little bit like me at events.
Well, I think the times I've been to clubs and parties sober, More so, like when I say parties, I don't mean just like a little gathering. I mean like parties where it's heaving house party.
What's a heaving house
heaving,
party?
Heaving, like it's just fucking... It's
like an orgy.
Everyone's jumping. It's just a big party. It's like what take a club environment and put it in a house.
What does that do?
I've been to some of the best house parties. Mm.
What is the actual difference between a house party and a club? Everyone knows each other.
One's not at your own. No, one's not at a house. It's at a venue where you pay money to get in. There's a bar. I'm talking about parties where you wouldn't really want to be at if you're sober because everyone's drunk and yelling.
And you wouldn't want it to be your house either.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think Bree could handle having a house party.
But going to them sober, you have to. It's a real effort. Mm. It's a real like you have to bring
an energy. This sort of,
yeah, you're making a decision to. It's like an act. Mm. It's weird.
Well, you can. I think I've seen research that talks about if you're around drunk people, you start to act drunk yourself
because really?
We sort of, you know, mirror each other and things like that.
Hang around gronks, you become a gronk.
And so, what did you learn being with the Coconut Crew on Saturday night?
Other than how to have silky, soft, smooth hair.
Yeah, were they all? Did it just smell like a big like coconut bomb?
I got into the car and it was just in your face.
Did you actually, you wouldn't have seen, because I guess Jason doesn't have a tub of coconut in his car. It's only in Andre's.
No. Yeah.
Okay. And so what, 3D Deal, tell us about the experience on Saturday night. What was it? What was it like?
It was good. Like we went to the club first, kind of went around there.
What was the club called?
Yeah, what is it?
What was the club called?
Where in the city?
Yeah, it was in one of those little streets. It
wasn't TGI like, Fridays,
no,
was it?
No.
Okay, because it's
well,
not
it
a
was.
Club.
Everyone thought it was a bar, but it turned out to be a club. So,
what's the difference?
Well, at bars you don't have music and stuff. Pumping.
Yeah.
You're meant to be able to talk in a bar, but you could not talk in this place. Yeah. It was full.
A nightclub has a bar. A bar is just a bar.
Mm.
You know, it's got the bar there and you kind of just all stand around.
I didn't know that either, Josh.
Yeah, I didn't know. We should definitely get the guys to go to where Leon Shergren DJ Shergs.
That's a bar that turns into just a heaving night, I think.
Yeah, it's a club. Yeah, a nightclub.
Yeah, some bars turn into nightclubs. There's...
It can get tricky.
It can get really tricky. Like some,
and then you've got a pub.
Some bars move and some pubs turn into clubs.
Do you guys think that, like 3D Deal, do you have pubs in Canada?
Yeah, I'm more of a pub person than a club person.
It's like sitting around talking.
I like to be able to sit, eat, drink and talk.
So tell us, what is Mr. 97's inner circle like? What from the outside?
Yeah, describe the Coconut Crew.
Yeah, what are they?
It's hilarious. It's a weird dynamic of people. Like, they're all great.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely tell, like, each one of them has their own kind of a role. One of them's the Joker. One of them's the intelligent one. One of them's
Which one's Samantha? Sex and the City reference, sorry.
I have no idea. I've never seen Sex and the City.
Yeah.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
Mason's probably the... maybe the intelligent one or like the more rational of the group.
We hope so, with his nickname being Mr. 97.
Yeah. I reckon he would be Carrie. she's a successful writer. Anyway.
Okay.
If this was Friends, like the Friends theme, he'd probably be Ross.
Great.
He'd probably be Ross.
Is that good?
I don't know.
you know, I put, you know, sometimes I have a way with words.
Absolutely.
I fuck things up a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just say shit that I don't even, it's not what I
mean. You don't mean.
Yeah. I don't even mean it. And I somehow get around to what I meant.
Mm.
But I enter with the complete wrong thing.
Which is a little bit confusing if you are in an argument, because an argument is normally stemmed by the thing that you said.
Yeah.
And then by the end, you're saying the thing that you actually meant. And then you sort of be like, man, what's the problem? I meant this.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, but that's not what you said. And so it feels like you can spend 2 hours arguing. Yeah. It's like you've sort of come around. It's your version of being like, oh, I've realized I said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so what
if I'm up for it, right? That's the first and foremost thing. I'm up for the conversation, even if it's difficult for the other person. This one didn't end up in any kind of argument. But the guy next door has just built this house, and he actually gave us one of the pallets.
So he owns 20% of.
Well, I don't know. I think he gave us
the red one.
He gave us a Loscam one, which Loscam owned, no one else. Yeah, but there's no branding on it. Anyway, I said to him, because he's just built this this beautiful place, and there's a pool, and there's all this nice wood going in.
Is it the place that burnt down? Is it the same?
Nah, next to that. Okay. So that's gone. This one just came in. Anyway, I said to him, I was with Bodhi, and I just yelled out to him, "I love a thick deck." He just looked at me, and then he got what I meant. I was talking about the
thickness of the deck.
Thickness of the wood. Decking wood. And I told him I love a thick deck.
Did it get the reaction that you were hoping for?
I didn't mean to say it. I didn't mean to say it with it, the potential with it of sounding like I'm saying...
I love a thick dick.
I love a thick dick. But he got the innuendo, which was accidental. Accidental innuendo.
In regards to like you misspeaking, I feel like that's on the lower end of things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like the other one is insulting people.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've had a few cases. Yeah, not too many on the show, which is good.
I think the best thing about doing a podcast, Ali, is the way you learn is, you know, the way you learn to articulate is through thinking and then speaking your words, and then you actually start to form thought patterns around things. And so I've learned a lot. I've actually got smarter, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's got nothing to do with hanging around with Mr. 97.
Bree was listening to the Andrea Clark episode. And she said, Tommy asks very good questions.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Breezer. I also heard that you laugh at my jokes a lot.
She does. Like, well, we never watch back anything, but for some reason, I can't remember what it was. I enjoyed the coconuts comments so much on Friday. I was like, oh, bro, you need to hear what fucking Mr. 97 does with his best mates. It's pretty funny. And I'd forgotten all the bits I talked about her dermatologist being a scumbag and stuff like that.
So you watched the episode and then you got annoyed because she was laughing at my jokes.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which you said that to me and I said, Amy, and you said, does Amy laugh at mine? I find Amy having moments of hysteria more to your jokes than mine. And I think it's, you'd hope. She's around you all the time. Like you're together so much. She knows your sense of humor. Her sense of humor becomes your sense of humor.
But I can't even make a funny, I made a funny joke. And she turns to me and she goes, oh, look at how much you're smiling. You love that they laugh at you, don't you? So it's like, I can't fucking win. I make a funny joke and she's like, look at you. Look, you're so happy, aren't you? I can't remember what it was. Oh, that's right. When I was doing it, I had a little bit of prompting, which got a really good laugh, and then I was smiling a lot.
I haven't got over that.
It is outrageous, isn't it? We actually get calls after the show. Like my brother Jake was he's like, oh man, I couldn't believe what Mr. 97 said. He said, but it was actually like, he said, I thought it was funnier even outside of a little bit of prompting bit. Like he also said, oh, I love that it was just so easy or something. Like there was something along those lines. And he was like, people don't want to be like, that's not a thing to be excited about. Like, it was just easy. Just like, whatever. Just a little bit.
I wish you could see Mr. 97's face right now.
It'll be great when we have
he's
those multi-cameras.
He's so disappointed. misrepresented.
Do you feel misrepresented?
A little bit.
That's a little bit of prompting. No, do you really feel misrepresented? Are you misunderstood?
No, I think it's fine.
I was going to invite you, Mr. 97, but I'll do it next time. I went to the Brighton Baths, which are like a guy trolled me because I put a photo up and he asked, how much was it to get in there?
Was that a troll?
Ha, ha, ha. I think it was a troll. What he was trolling was that I put a photo of a place where you can go and swim. You pay $20 to get in, but you just swim in the ocean. You swim in the water, which you could do next to it for free. I think that's why he was trolling. I didn't even follow that guy. I think because I tagged the location, he then served up a bit of a troll that I paid $20 to get into that joint to have a little swim. But I paid $20 and I got to have steam room.
Yeah, you even wrote back to it. Like I felt that he hit a nerve for you.
Started writing it and then I realized what he'd done. Because I actually thought he was genuinely asking how much it was to get in. How much was it? Because he put a question mark there, right? He asked me how much was it to go in. But then he wrote, ha, 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 which is I started responding saying, oh, it's $20. The sauna's the steam room's the best though. You know, steam room's so worth it. But then I realized that he was probably trolling me and then I was
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Anyway, I went to this place. It was $20 to get in.
Who cares?
Bit outside Mr. 97's spending, you know, allowance for going somewhere just to have a swim in a sauna.
He's got his YMCA membership. Oh, did you see Big T this morning?
No.
Wasn't in?
I didn't see Big T this morning, no.
Okay. Right, we need a Big T update. And so I went with Campton, another mate, Kareem, and we went and had this really nice 20-minute steam room looking out over the water. Mm. And then you go out and you swim to the end, so it's like a, you know, it's like a big decking that goes around, rectangle, so
big thick deck.
And so I used to go there as a kid. I've got a classic photo of me that was in the newspaper.
Put it on Instagram.
Oh, if I could find it. Mum's still got the clipping.
Can you
but
ask
I remember I was a naughty little boy at that place, and I used to jump off the side. It was like, you know, 3 meter height on the deck around, mm-hmm. and so I'd jump off. You're not meant to. But I remember this one day, I used to run, and I loved jumping over people that were sunbaking. And I jumped over this guy. And
such a little rat.
I jumped over this guy. I was just running, jumped over this guy, and then I heard this person say, I kept on running because I thought they were after me. Turned out that it was a reporter who wanted to take a picture of me jumping for the newspaper. And so there's this great shot of me, like, you know, as soon as I worked out that I could be, you know, in the paper.
Yeah.
I was straight back there.
How many times were you in the paper?
Oh, I reckon 2 or 3.
Yeah, I think about 4 or 5 for me. I was school captain and SRC president.
That's pretty good.
There was definitely, there was one photo of me holding a lamb.
Yeah.
Like as in like a grown, like an animal, like a lamb, like a real lamb.
Yeah.
Baby sheep.
Yeah. It's something that these guys wouldn't understand it. Mm. Getting in the paper was
what's
a
the equivalent?
Big deal.
It's been regrammed by someone.
Yeah, being on the project that nowadays, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like I remember being, I wanted to be in the social pages when I was a teenager. I was like, I'd love to be there.
And so what is it called? The Confidential?
Confidential. Lucky I never got in it and I'm so thankful.
Yeah, because it's got a certain vibe to it.
It's the same people in there every single week. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so going to the paper, that's a little claim to fame mm-hmm. from the Brighton Sea Baths. But anyway, I was in the steam room, and it was very small. There was like a bunch of people in there.
How many people?
The second time there was maybe like 7 people in there, which is quite small. 3 of us, Conspiracy Jimmy's the size of 5 people.
Yeah, what would the cost be to get a steam room at your place? Do you reckon?
Oh,
yours would be a bit hard.
My 2-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
It'd be too much. It'd be so fucking expensive.
So how much?
Saunas are about $2,000. You can get them.
$2,000? You only have to go 100 times.
Yeah,
at
no. It's the
steam room. I don't know about steam.
Infrared sauna. You're probably talking about.
You're talking about a microwave.
We could get one for the garage here. We could actually.
Alibaba.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Why are you looking up that anyway, Mr. 97?
Yeah, I was curious. Like
the coconut crew want to go hard.
You and Big T thinking about importing it. I worry about it being one of those stories that you hear on the news where it's like, fucking, why is something wrong and we kill ourselves?
Can you hear
my stomach rumbling, by the way?
I did hear something.
Yeah, that's my stomach.
I'm a bit disappointed you haven't offered me a bit of coffee.
I'll give you a little bit.
Thanks.
But I've got, there's a reason why I haven't been sharing much.
Okay, stop. Why? You've just shared it.
No, it's fine. It's a 2-day for me.
A 2-day? What do you mean 2-day?
So I'm doing the 5-2 at the moment.
It's a 2-day. It's a 200 calorie day?
No, it's 400 calories, I think, 500 calories.
Okay, but that's why you're not sharing,
I'm literally just, my problem with these lower calorie days, I've just started doing this. If you want to join, Mondays and Wednesdays are my 2 days. So if you would like to align with me, please do. It would be great to have a bit of a crew.
Steam room story. I will get to it.
But we have about, I think it's about 400 or 500 calories. But so the thing is that this is, because I'm not good at organizing food, it's sort of like the difference between 500 calories and nothing for me is like, I can't be fucked. Like,
so you're just cutting up celery. All day.
So I'm just having some black coffee.
Yeah.
But you can hear my, do you hear that?
It's good, yeah. No, I can't hear that.
Anyway, so the sauna. So there's a factor. So you're
a bunch
not
of people
buy
in
one.
There. This guy right now. I'm not buying one. We could maybe get a deal with somebody who would deliver it, but then we don't have room for a car.
They wouldn't.
You can get ones that are just like we could get one in this room. They'd bring it up, construct it. It's just like a one person booth. They're infrared saunas though. They're not like the old school. Trust me, Conspiracy Jimmy. He's looked he's looked into getting one for his house. He's got a perfect area down the side of his house. It'd be perfect. Anyway, there's this guy sitting next to me.
As a bunker as well. I could imagine it being a bunker for him for doomsday prepping. Go on.
And I look next to me and I'm just – because when you – it was getting really fucking hot and I'm sort of hands on my knees, sort of head down. And the guy next to me just could not stop looking at his foot because he had his big toe missing.
The whole toe?
The whole thing was gone.
Not toenail, the whole toe?
The whole thing, if that was my foot.
How was he at walk?
I mean, like, you can do a demo. Yeah.
I've got a toe
and now
thumb.
Just tuck that away.
That's what it would look like. So no, because the joke is that this looks like a toe thumb. So you remove that, it just looks like fingers.
Yeah,
if I did that,
no,
it would be more. Anyway.
But I struggled to not in those moments.
Did it look like it had been cut off or was it not born?
Yeah, surgically removed. Something would have happened. Maybe hiking. He looked like a fit dude. Either he'd, been on a trail.
It's
or
probably like in the army or something.
Could have had cancer.
Special forces.
Could have had cancer on his toe.
In the toe?
He might have.
I don't think that's a thing. Can you look up toe cancer?
So I know a guy, you know him too. I just want to say his name. But he owns a cafe locally and he was telling me about his dad who was over in like Thailand or something and he got a little cut to his toe.
Yeah, sure.
Infection. And because he was like sailing and because it was constantly wet, he got severely infected.
Ah.
So he had to go and they removed it. The funniest troll was his sister and him sent him a voucher. And it had it was for a pedicure and it was 10% off because he had one missing.
That is funny. I wonder if they would do that. Like if the 10% wait, so they gave him a voucher.
I think it was made up. I think they were just fucking with him. But I couldn't stop looking. And it's have you had those moments where you just can't help but stare? And I just looked up at him. He was lovely.
I think it's the same. That personality trait is the same one who's. Says stuff that they don't.
Yeah.
Like it's a quality of yours which is around like you have external forces and then you have you internally and your ability to respond within those moments of what you struggle with.
I don't know how much people pick it. So you can think about, okay, is he noticing me? Like
He lives with it.
And so if I'm trying to be sort of, just slightly looking, like, and I'm trying to be, inconspicuous about my approach to observing this foot because I can't stop looking at the foot. Maybe he actually can't see me. Maybe my feeling of looking is he's onto me. I can't see. He's onto me. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And well, so maybe he can't because I'm not like, oh, whoa, look at that.
I think being
in going
your,
on
being
or
in your
not.
Own head, I think being in your own head about it probably then reveals more. But it's like when you see someone on a train or you're on a train or a bus and you want to look at a specific person because something stands out. And so you do sort of like the head move around.
Yeah.
And then you probably give it an extra like half a second on that bit before you keep turning.
I always love acknowledging that when I see someone who you can tell, and I reckon it's something you do, you can totally tell they're looking at you in their peripheral. You're just like, they're looking off.
It's a real word we struggle with, isn't it?
Peripheral.
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 Difference between periphery and peripheral?
We've looked this up. I think it's the periphery.
But can we finally, let's actually spend enough time to really nail it in so it never happens again.
Well, if Mr. 97 can't nail this, I'm very disappointed.
You just
and he's
said,
not the smartest one out of his mates.
So you said?
Ago. Peripheral.
Which I don't think is right.
Peripheral.
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 3D Deal, can you look up periphery and we'll get 97 looking at peripheral? This is extremely important that we finally get this sorted because we've at least spent 5 minutes in our lifetime of the show correcting it.
Yeah. So his toe was definitely within that area of sight where if you look straight ahead and you can see it off to the side.
How often do you go to the optometrist?
Mate, I haven't been since I was about 7.
Okay.
And I'm all good.
You should still look, I think, like they do like a whole scan and look and see if your eye's healthy and things like that.
What is that? What is it going to do? What do you mean? I can see everything.
No, but as in like you might have something.
They check like pressure and stuff.
Yeah.
Like glaucoma. That's the stuff they go check.
Glaucoma.
Uh-oh. Let's focus on
glaucoma.
This.
Glaucoma. All I know about that is you can smoke some weed. That was always the One of the if you have glaucoma in America,
it's like epilepsy or whatever. Epilepsy, you sort of put
legally.
A bit of,
but now you can just smoke it anyway for legally,
not for free.
So it's not a loophole. Definitely not for free. Dylan told me about how much his mate's spending.
How much is your mate spending on weed?
$200 a week.
$200 a week,
fair bit.
How much is that?
Not a lot of like physically, not a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact
you
amount.
You could smoke a lot in Australia for that much a week illegally. You'd be smoking every 5 hours.
Was he doing it a lot before the laws passed?
Yeah.
Okay. And so has the budget gone up? Does he have to spend more now?
Most people have to spend more now just because it's harder to get because more of it's legal, but the legal stuff is a lot more expensive than what you would buy off the street.
So yeah, this is what they say about legalizing things. They bring it in-house essentially, and dealers, shonky backyard man, can't do it because it's like, it's you can just get it everywhere legally. Did you work this out, Mr. 97?
Yeah, okay. So peripheral is relating to or situated on the edge or periphery of something.
Okay, peripheral. Periphery. Yep, yep.
And the periphery, which is a noun, is the outer limits or edge of an area or object.
So if we're referring to...
Sight,
it's our peripheral.
Peripheral,
yep. And if it's we're that talking about the periphery of the building, like we need to make sure that we have security guards on the periphery. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Glad we got that sorted.
We've sorted it out.
We've got the patches. If you didn't know, we've had Colin sent us an email. Thank you, Colin. The Apple Podcast reviews are coming in thick and fast.
Yeah, thick and fast.
I don't get what. Why is that funny?
No, continue.
Now, what's funny about that?
Yeah, you took the time to interrupt, Josh. Why did you interrupt?
It's just a funny word. Thick and fast. This is weird.
Yep.
Thick and fast.
Yep. Like my next door neighbor's deck.
But thick and fast is fine.
No, it's just a weird thing to say when anyway.
He's still drunk, Josh. Leave him alone.
He's intoxicated. He's intoxicated is a funny laugh. Angus said, by far my new favourite podcast, quality banter, occasionally educational, and so Aussie. And we've got a bunch of others from Haslod. He says, great job, fellas. Love it. And Josh and Tommy are real genuine fellas. Feel like I'm having a convo with them while listening. One other one from GPez13, daily cough chats. Listening to the podcast feels like I'm having coffee every day with my two best mates. Funny lads, keep it up.
Yeah.
The one concern I have is that we created a bit of a storm with the hashtag fuck you Tommy. And so we received a few podcasts. Carl is obviously up there.
Yeah,
With the fuck you Tommy hashtag.
He's put it in there too. Carl was the OG.
Absolutely.
OG fuck you Tommy. I mean, it's taken off.
But there's also been obviously a bunch of others from the Atkinsons. The issue is that what I'm concerned about is that we end up with a case where Apple starts to filter. Or they say, imagine Apple Podcasts in 2 years' time gets their shit together.
Yeah.
And they start filtering out any swear words.
You reckon they'll do that?
If all of these gronks are saying fuck in the reviews,
yeah,
are we going to go from having a bunch of reviews to having none?
I hope not.
If I deleted all of the ones that had swear words, it would have none. I know. Why can't I delete?
It's annoying. It just has taken off, the hashtag fuck you Tommy. I don't like it. There's
you
a hashtag
do, sort of do like
there's know. A hashtag that's I've seen. Have you seen this hashtag? Felt cute, might delete later.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen it. I thought it was a serious.
Well, people are just being silly. Or like putting up a shit photo, or like one guy was like, doesn't fit my theme. Felt cute, might delete later, and it was just like out of.
It is funny. Yeah, I've seen ones that have I saw from the Daily Talk Show. We follow some people, and someone had taken one that was sort of a near nude in their Insta story.
Yeah,
they said might delete.
One of the coconut crew.
Exactly, one of the coconut crew. And they said might delete later.
Felt
and I was
cute.
Like, did I don't know if they said cute? The felt cute bit, yeah, so maybe they weren't being ironic.
You don't want to be a real narcissist that you felt cute because you were doing a nude.
But being the felt cute thing is probably like it's the joke.
Felt cute might delete later.
But the Apple podcast stuff, just very quickly, we have these iron-on patches the daily talk show patches, and you can you basically, you don't win one, you just get one
if you leave us a review on the podcast app. Someone did ask though, if I don't listen through the podcast app, what do I do? Which is the Apple podcast
who
app.
Asked that?
Wayne Peters.
I think it was Wayne, yeah.
Which is a good point. I know Wayne listens to the show quite a bit, mm-hmm. and he's a part of the Squeezy Kieran cult.
Yeah.
But it's a good point. What
we're
going
to have to take that offline, Wayne. We'll speak to the team, work out what to do.
Yeah, we've got to work out another offering for Android users.
Bree also was trolling me. Every time you say something funny, you look at Mr. 97. Which is sort of an annoying...
Bit of social proof.
True. Yeah. It's a bit
of he's onto it too.
Yeah, it's definitely... I think we could do a montage every time. Yeah.
Or it's a check. Like, if you're not sure, like, if Tommy's going to agree with something. Like,
well, I see it in my peripheral.
Is that the right? Yeah, that was right. That was
I
the right.
see it because when I fuck up something, all I see is Josh's big scone just
Huh? That too? There's a little bit of that vibe. But we did one
snippet.
Of the.
Snippet.
You done?
I'm done.
Is he done? Interesting thing. This morning, I got lazy and I tried to put one of these hats on.
The
patches on a hat.
Yeah.
Not using an iron.
It's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
You need it. I tried to use
a hairdryer.
Nah, it's not going to work. It's not applying it wasn't the same. I mean, none of us have applied them yet, have they?
No.
Because none of us have. Well, I don't have one.
I don't have
an iron. You've got an iron?
I've got an iron.
Haven't you boys done it?
I just haven't taken a patch home yet.
Here you go.
There you go. Can you put that on all of your t-shirts, please?
Yeah.
All of them? Will you?
I'll do one t-shirt.
Okay, he's only got one anyway.
All right, boys. The Coconut Crew is out.
Yeah, it's a daily talk show. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is our email address if you'd like to send us an email. I think I was just messaging with Gemma Watts.
Oh, yeah.
Here's an exclusive.
Maybe Fat Fridays.
Yeah, maybe Fat Fridays.
That's your second Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
Mm. But she was killing it at
Official
Mecca
friend
Land.
Of the show as well.
Yes. That will be the third time having Gem on. But also, on Instagram, Shameless, Zara Michelle.
Oh, they won
Gemma,
an award.
Yeah, they won an award. But at the Mecca Land was sick. They had the whole Madonna microphones.
I mean, you
would have
loved it. The guy that watches Sex in the City on a fry.
Yeah, there's definitely.
A fry with a red bottle of wine.
There is something in like
would love it there.
I think that I would actually fit into a bit of PR. Don't you think?
PR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Barn?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's us.
All right, it's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.